What does it take to live a life of adventure? The truth is that the first step is always the hardest. That's the one that takes the most courage. But finding a simple faith that empowers my life? To me, that's been my greatest adventure. Got questions about life? Try Alpha.
Bear Grylls tried Alpha. Have you? For more information, visit alpha.org.
Glory Road Ministries has been serving the trucking industry for 15 years now. We have given support to and love to lorry drivers and their families. We've shown them the love of Christ, but we need your help. As with any other ministry, we have people that we need, and we need people in Scotland to help us to carry on the work of GRM up there. It's quite lively. We do outreaches, truck shows, speak at churches, and it's a typical fun ministry. We get to meet all sorts of interesting people from all over the world and share the gospel with them. We would dearly love you to come and join us and be part of the Glory Road family. You can call me on 07903 522 012. I'm the GRM chaplain, Chris Newport. I'm on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to meet any need that you might need to have met. We'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, keep on trucking.
Indeed, keep on trucking, and I would say keep on living. This is Gospel for Grampian, and our remit is to engage, equip, enable communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre, and in doing so, to provide extra value into people's lives. So many people are not able to fulfill their real potential in life, just really because of circumstance and everything else that can go with it. So we want people to be able to have the opportunity to indeed live life to the full. And part of that is giving the information to people that they might be able to help themselves and hopefully help others. The other thing that, listeners, we do is working with believers from across all denominations. Unity of response. Three words that were given to me by, as a result of prayer in 2010. And I now understand that it's about believers from all denominations working together to provide joined up solutions to enable communities to live life to the full, to be equipped to make those life decisions. And it's there to complement, or we are there as a radio station to complement this work of the churches. Anyway, let's get into the information that we have available, because not all the answers can come from any one denomination, or indeed from every church, but there are people in organisations, for example, Aberdeen City Council, who can, and local authorities, and indeed other companies, who can provide a solution. So it's about working indeed with others. Now, Aberdeen City, aberdeencity.gov.uk, has set up something called Lifelong Learning. It's working alongside our communities and partners to provide learning opportunities which enable individuals to develop and to progress in their lives. And as part of that is working with people aged 11 to 19 and adults to overcome barriers to learning, skills and employment. So they offer programs which are going to help and support young people and adults who require basic life skills, parents, adults with additional support needs, pupils considering employment options, people out of employment and seeking work, anyone needing assistance with literacy and numeracy, and those who are or have been involved in the criminal justice system. Perhaps I'd just give a bit of extra clarification with that. I work for Aberdeen City Council as a countryside ranger. One of our roles has been going into schools and telling the school children, particularly at primary school age, primary 6 and primary 7 ages, why they shouldn't be lighting fires. And as part of that, sometimes the police and fire service can't always get along, so quite often we have to give their patter for them. And as part of the patter, as part of the things that we tell them, is to tell them that if they are caught actually lighting a malicious fire or with someone who is causing a malicious fire or in any way connected, it's quite probable that the individual or individuals may well get a criminal record, and as such they may end up not being able to get the jobs that others of us would be able to get. They're not able to go to different countries because those countries would turn around and refuse anyone with a criminal record, and particularly those with a fire-raising record as well. So that's why lifelong learning has been set up, to at least give people a little bit of hope in life. So if they have been involved in the criminal justice system, there may be a way up for them, and they may well be able to reach their goal in another way. Now, it's not just for them, but for also anyone with qualifications below CQF level 3 or Access 3 standard grade foundation level. Also there to help community groups, adults with mental health or substance misuse issues. Now, the address for that is Aberdeen City Council Education and Children's Services, Frog Hall Community Centre, Powers Place in Aberdeen, AB253TX. You can telephone 01224 346 447. That's 01224 346 and it looks like 447. Now, just to also let you know about some of the other things they do, they have a work experience unit, this provides work placements for Aberdeen City School pupils. The contacts there are Rona White and Shona Watts. All these information is actually available at aberdeencity.gov.uk, and what we're doing here at the radio station is simply highlighting this, and as part of our podcast we'll make this available. So we will be putting up at least the website to take you to the lifelong learning section of the Aberdeen City Council website. Now, there's also Aberdeen Learning Online. Now, online learning in Aberdeen, well, most places, means using computers instead of books or teachers to learn about a subject. You can learn there at your own speed and go back at any time to brush up on a subject. The courses are free of charge. Now, the Aberdeen Online offers a range of free online courses in partnership with other partners, such as Skills Development Scotland and the BBC, covering a range of topics. The length of time you do a course is up to yourself, and the course is either accessed in your community centre or at home on your own PC, laptop or device. Now, there's also help for parenting and family learning, and with regard to that, to supporting families through different life stages, with a focus on families with children age 6 plus, with a range of methods and opportunities. So there are various themes: becoming more involved in your children's education, relationships and communication within the family, parents and new technologies, building confidence and self-esteem, also young parents, parents helping with exam or study, help to pursue further learning and or employment opportunities, volunteering opportunities, and help the child with their reading, writing and number work. Also supporting parents with transitions, secondary school, leaving school, etc. Parents with substance misuse, finance and budgeting, parenting skills and life skills. And it's our hope at Gospel for Grampian to even partner and work with Aberdeen City, as indeed other organisations, for example, like Seafine. And I'm hoping that very soon we'll have the opportunity to go into one of their teaching courses, Cook at the Nook, which is a training kitchen. And at least I've been told that very soon, this coming week, we're to be given the opportunity to do that. So that'd be really, really good.